Now, Shri Krishna explains that although out of knowledge comes this bhakti, you can also approach me with knowledge alone. You may not have the bhava of bhakti. Jnana yajnena cha api anye yajantaha mam upasate. You can worship me also by merely attaining the integral knowledge of me. Jnana yajnena cha api anye yajantaha mam upasate. Even jnanis are actually kind of devotees of me, but they are using only jnana as instrument. Integral yogis, of course, they have combined both knowledge and devotion. But even those who do not combine the two, they only approach me only with jnana, even they, internally, inwardly, they are only worshipping me. And this worship is of three kinds. Ekatvena, prithaktvena, bahudha vishvato mukham. You can know me by identity. You can know me by difference between me and the worshipper. You can know me in many forms, bahudha, vishvato mukham, seeing me everywhere with my mouth spread in every direction. So, with jnana, you can approach me by identity, by difference, and in many other ways, or in every possible way. This is a secret kind of devotion. It's not explicit devotion. To be engaged in thinking and having known the divine, and knowing the divine either by identity, or by difference, or in many ways, or in every way. That is, you may have jnana yoga of one kind, or of another kind, or a jnana yoga which is integral, vishuddho mukham. You can know me integrally. That also is a kind of devotion to me. But the color of that, the taste of that yajna is different. Different from the kind of yajna which was in the verse number 14. Satatam kirtayantaha. That experience is not here. In other words, Sri Krishna explains the distinction between Jnana Yoga and Bhakti Yoga, and also shows how the two are united, and when the two can be united, the condition of union. Now comes the path of action. All action is considered in the Gita as a sacrifice. All action is an offering. This we have seen already in the third and fourth chapters of the Bhagavad Gita, where the principle of sacrifice was described. Now Sri Krishna reveals and says that even action is basically nothing but a kind of upasana. Even that is nothing but devotion. Although in a pure karma yoga, you can do action without the feeling of love for the divine. One can do an action for the sake of action. One can offer as an offering. We know ourselves how very often we are indifferent while offering. Even doing namaskar is also, as it were, kind of an obligation. That devotion doesn't accompany it. So even that is a kind of a secret devotion, but not explicit and manifest. So there are different gradations of karma yoga. All of them are secret forms of devotion. That is how, ultimately, when you reach the supreme climax of karma yoga, it becomes one with bhakti yoga. Because already, right from the beginning, even the lower forms, it was already a kind of devotion. The very fact that you are offering to the divine, whether with that great emotion or not, it is still some kind of a turning, some kind of upasana. So Sri Krishna now explains as to how every action is also a kind of devotion, because aham kratuhu, aham yajjaha, I am the offering and I am myself the sacrifice. Swada aham, I am the offerings which are made for the pitris. Aham aushadam, I am the samagri which is offered into the yajna. Mantraham, I am the mantra which is recited at the time of sacrifice. Aham eva ajyam, I am myself the butter, clarified butter. Agnihi aham hutam, I am myself the agni, I am also that which is hutam, that which is sacrificed. So whether you know it or not, while performing every action, that action has only these aspects. Kratuhu, yajya, swadha, aushadha, mantra, ajya, agni, hutam. These are all elements of sacrifice and action. In every action, every element of action, aham, I am present. Therefore, in one way or the other, I am the object of worship, even by those who are performing karma yoga. Gradually, when your karma yoga rises, then at a higher level, a knowledge begins to dawn upon you. Dawn of knowledge in regard to activities which are manifested in the world. And the origin of these activities is ultimately reached. When you reach that ultimate origination of action, you now recognize him as Pita Aham Asya Jagataha. Then you recognize that I am the father of all action, of the entire world, because world is nothing but a movement of action.